Blog Talk Radio.
We want to thank you for tuning in to God Still Heals. This is Evangelist Kathy Kendall, and I am so excited about you being on the line with us tonight. We are so grateful, again, to Smile3E and Evangelist Kaiser for making it possible for us to be on air with Blog Talk Radio and sharing this time with you. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Antoine Thomas of Fountain of Living Waters Church, and our very own apostle, Apostle Sandra Thomas of the Churches of Philadelphia. Chicago, if you need a place to come out and fellowship with and bring in the new year, we're going to be bringing in the new year in Hillside, Illinois. Call us for more information. Area code 312-450-9476. What we're excited about, what God is doing, our topic tonight is fear. And won't you call someone, tell them that we're on the air on Blog Talk Audio, and we want them to tune in and listen. Sister Jackie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Minister Kathy.
Amen.
We're
blessed with prayer. Minister Jackie, if you would go ahead and just begin to pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we just come to you this evening to thank you, Lord, and to bless your holy name. Father God, we come to honor you, Lord God, and to just let you know that we love you, Lord God. Father God, we come touching and agreeing, Father God, for all the radio listeners, Father God, that's out there, Father God, touching and agreeing, Father God, for whatever their need is on tonight, Father God. believing, Father God, that what we pray, when we pray, Father God, that we've already received the answer for, Lord God. Father God, we just come tonight thanking you and glorifying your name, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for bringing us, Father God, to the closing of another year, Father God. Oh, God, we bless you and we honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for new grace and new mercies that you've given us every morning, Father God. Lord, we thank you for 2011, Father God. And we bless your holy name, Father God. 2012, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, and I just bless you, Father God, for every person, Father God, that's in the sound of my voice. I lift them up to you, Lord God. Father God, and I come and I touch and agree, Father God, with Minister Kathy, Father God, coming against everything that would hinder your people, Lord God, every fear, Father God. Father God, for we realize in your word, Father God, that you say that you have not given us the spirit of bondage to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. And we come against every form of fear, Lord God. Fear, Father God, of living, Father God. Fear, Father God, of death, Father God. The fears, Father God, to succeed, Father God, in life. Father God, I bind up every fear, Father God, that the radio listeners may have on tonight, Father God. I pray and come against it, Father God, with your word, Father God. And I loose, Father God, a holy boldness, Father God. I loose, Father God, the spirit of courage and the spirit of love, Father God. Father God, to every listener, Father God. I bind up the enemy, Father God, that will try to hold us, your people, back through fear, Lord God. So we come against it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, and I speak life and life abundantly over us, Father God, your people. Father God, and I speak to the enemy, letting him know that he have no power, no authority over us. He will not be able to hold your people back, Father God, coming into this new year, Father God. We would not go over into 2012 holding on to old fears, Lord God. Your word said that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you have given us the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind, Father God. And we stand on, Father God, your word on tonight, Lord God. We decree it, Father God, and we believe that we receive the spirit of love, the spirit of power on tonight, the spirit to tread over the enemy in the name of Jesus. We believe that we receive it, Father God, and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for every person that's listening, Father God. Father God, we decree, Father God, sound minds over the listeners on tonight. We decree, Father God, healthy bodies, Father God, wholeness, Father God. We decree that no sickness or disease will be able to hold your people, Father God. Father God, the fear of sickness, oh God, the fear, Father God, of just going forth, Father God, with the visions and the dreams that you have given us, Father God. We bind up the enemy, and I loose, Father God, your love, Father God, for your word said that your perfect love casts out all fears, oh God. So we loose your love, Father God, and we receive it, Father God, in our hearts, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and we believe on tonight, even Minister Kathy, come forth with the word, Father God, that someone is set free from the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you glory for it. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah, amen.
Amen, amen. The spirit of fear, my. When I begin to ask God, what would we share on this last Friday broadcast in 2011, and God began to talk to me about the spirit of fear and how it was so opposite of what he's given us. Mm-hmm. And he began to minister to me about when you find yourself in fear, then you know that you have not been made perfect in love. Mm-hmm. And the scripture reads in 1 John 4, if you go with me to 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 17 through 19. In the King James Version, it says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." And as I said, that's the King James Version. In the Message Bible, it says, "To love, to be loved. God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the house. It becomes at home and mature enough so that we are free of worry on judgment day. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ, with Christ's stance. There is no room in love for fear, for well-formed love banishes fear. Since fear is crippling, a fearful life, fear of death, fear of judgment, is one not yet fully formed in love. We are, though, going to be loved, loved, and beloved. First we were loved, now we love. He loved us first. I said, wow, God, I've quoted and read John 4:18 on many occasions, but only in part. I didn't read the part that said, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. And then if we go over to the second epistle of Timothy and go to the first chapter and the seventh verse, it reads, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And when I began to ask God, you know, we think we know what love is. We think we know what power is. We think we know what a sound mind is because we've read it. We've become familiar with that scripture. But I want you to know that when the spirit of fear is trying to keep a hold on you, it'll make you seek God for another answer. God, what does this really mean? Because I thought that I had love, power, and a sound mind, but I keep finding myself entangled by the spirit of fear, apprehended by the spirit of fear, that it's moving me rather than the reins that belong to God in my heart. Mm-hmm. And God began to share with me that love is the word, that it's the gospel that he's given us. And that the power that he's given us is the will to accomplish everything that he has set for us to accomplish. And that a sound mind is a disciplined mind, a mind of order, the mind that is thinking on the things of Christ, the mind that is thinking on the things that are of a good report, the things that are lovely, those things. That would bring forth peace, glory to God. And if you have peace, it's not going to sit with fear. It can't. It's impossible. Glory to God. So I want tonight for us to take a look at what we define the word fear as. In church, we hear people say that fear is the false evidence appearing real. And that's a real catchy phrase, and we've probably heard people use it before. We have a little bit of a different definition tonight. We're going to look at a medical definition. We're going to look at Webster's definition. It says, fear is a distressing negative sensation induced by a perceived threat. It's a basic survival mechanism occurring in response to a specific stimuli, such as pain or the threat of danger. For some of us, it's the threat of confrontation. In short, fear is the ability to recognize danger, leading to the urge to confront it or flee from it. That you're only going to have one or two responses. You're either going to confront it or you're going to run from it. In psychology, it's called the fight or flight response. I'm going to say that again. In psychology, they call it the fight or flight response, meaning that when fear presents itself, that you're either going to become automatically to fight or you're going to automatically run from it. In extreme cases of fear, a terror, something greater than a, quote, normal fear, if there could ever be such a thing, it's a freeze or a paralyzing response is possible. Now, listen to the difference of that. In most people, you're either going to fight or you're going to run. In extreme cases of fear, it becomes paralyzing and it becomes freezing, and there's no response whatsoever. If you've ever seen a child that has actually been terrified or actually had some great trauma, they can't talk. They can't express themselves. You may see tears running down their eyes, but that's it. They can't release anything because they're paralyzed. That thing has gripped them. It has shut down every other response other than freezing, other than paralyzation. And unfortunately, sometimes we find ourselves in that state and we're not a child any longer, glory to God. And we need to be able to respond. We need to be able to fight. We need to be able to know when fear is presenting itself, that it is defeated already. That the freedom that God has given us in love, hallelujah, glory to God, in repentance, in the ability to receive the love of God, to know that when I go to my Father, hallelujah, and I repent and ask him for forgiveness, his word says that he's just, hallelujah, glory to God, and that he will forgive. That love does not go away. It's not, the fear is not something that we have to embrace and learn how to deal with. That is why we are separated from what a psychologist or a counselor may give you to do. I'm talking about just from one-sided aspect. That we have the ability to go to our Father for any enemy that presents itself, but tonight we're talking about fear, and say, God, this thing keeps stopping me, and I need to know how to come out of this. I know that it's there, but it keeps acting like it's catching me off guard, my God. But I know that it's there. In the name of Jesus, God said to me, he said, daughter, but when you receive my love, hallelujah, when you know of a surety, glory to God, that I gave my son and my son gave his life, when you can really receive my love, then fear doesn't have anything to grip. It doesn't have anything to hold on to because you've already told me, no matter how great or how small that thing may have been, it can't produce anything. It doesn't have anything to hold on to. It doesn't have anything to tell. It doesn't have anything to accuse you with. There's no penalty, hallelujah. Hallelujah, because you've already told your Father. Oh, God, I thank you. And when I say no penalty, what I mean is that stick, that bat that the enemy would use over and over again. Some of us take it out of his hand. He's not even using it because we do a really good job ourselves. But I want to talk about that we have to receive the love of God. And I know that I'm talking to believers, and we would say, I've received it. I've received this love. Then what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of man still? Are you afraid of the opinion of man still? I'm talking to those that keep finding themselves in a place of fear about something. If it's a fear with a person, if it's a fear about a thing, for some of us it's education, for some of us it's our job, for men sometimes it's the ability to provide for their families, the fear of not being able to do that. But the love of God can rely on the gospel that says that Jehovah God, that he's my provider, hallelujah. Sometimes in women, it's the fear of being vulnerable. It's the fear that we're not strong enough, hallelujah, that I need to be protected. But I know, hallelujah, one that never sleeps nor slumbers, glory to God, that he's our protection. The Bible says that if I watch the watchman doesn't watch the house, then it's watched in vain. Hallelujah, glory to God. But the love of God, the love of God will not allow fear to be there because it casts out. It moves it away. It's nothing for it to attach to. If you could think about someone that you love, someone that you love, that it's no matter what they would do, you still would love them. My God in heaven. Now, it doesn't mean that you're ignorant to what they've done or said. It just means that that's the type of love you have for them. Saints of God, if we'd have to magnify that so many times, we'd have to multiply it over and over and over and over again if it was ever even possible to reach how God loves us. Hallelujah. We have to be able to walk in the freedom that God loves us. And I'm saying that like that because the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. All of it, no matter what it is, if it's the fear of height, if it's the fear of success, if it's the fear of failure, if it's the fear of not being able to provide, if it's a fear of not being protected, if it's a fear of not being alone, not being accepted, whatever that fear is, I want you to know of a surety that perfect love cast it out and know that it didn't come from God. Some of us have fear and we use the word apprehension. We use another word to kind of cover it up. Well, I'm just using wisdom. No, you're scared. How about idiosa? You're fearful. Whether it's a fear of going to the doctor, whether it's a fear of that you're not going to have children, whether it's a fear that you're not going to be married, whatever that fear is, perfect love will cast it out. Why will it cast it out? Because perfect love says that my Father's thoughts toward me are good and not evil. Hallelujah. For an expected end and a good success. Hallelujah. The perfect love says that my Father will not withhold any good thing from me. Hallelujah. The perfect love, it gets rid of that. Glory to God. But it's a love factor. It's to know that you love me. That no matter what happens, no matter what takes place in this life, that I know of a surety that God loves me. Now, do we love him back? That's another chapter today. But today I want you to understand that perfect love casts out all fear, no matter how great, no matter how long it's been there. Because sometimes in the physical of our mind, if you would allow me this space just for a moment, glory to God, in the physical mind, when an experience has taken place in the natural, hear me, people of God, I'm talking about in the natural, in our natural minds and our natural bodies, that when an experience takes place that produces fear, it makes a mark, it makes a map in our brain. And whatever you did then, the enemy will try to reproduce that over and over and over again every time that same sensation, every time that same pattern rises up again. He'll try to reproduce the same action. Hallelujah. But that's in the natural. I know and serve a God that'll erase that map. That he'll erase that print in our minds, that the next time that same sensation takes place, glory to God, you'll have a new response. You'll have the godly response, that you won't be paralyzed anymore. Because you're no longer a victim. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't be able to not speak again, but you'll be able to open your mouth and declare the word of God in the face of fear. In the name of Jesus, that this is the acceptable day. Hallelujah. That this is the day of deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he still is healing minds even right now. Hallelujah. That God is healing. That he's erasing that ID mark. He's erasing that memory place. He's erasing that old reaction.
addiction and that old pattern of what you did before. The trauma was real. The fear did enter. But today it's eradicated. Today it has to go. In the name of Jesus, we speak to every spirit of fear. We go to the origin of that thing, to the very root of it, to the first time that it ever occurred, and we command it to come up and out in the name of Jesus, that it's a trespasser. And it has no right. That fear has to leave today out of every frontal lobe. It has to go now in the name of Jesus. We uproot you and we command you to leave every spirit that's attached with it, that self-protection, that mistrust, the inability to lean on God totally. The Lord God rebuke you, and the blood is against you. Loose God's people today. In the name of Jesus, we lose perfect love. Hallelujah, glory to God. We lose perfect love in every heart. Hallelujah. We lose perfect love. The love that does not give up. Hallelujah. We lose perfect love that covers a multitude of sin. We lose perfect love that suffers long. Hallelujah. We lose perfect love that's patient. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. Hallelujah. We lose it and you receive it. You receive the love of God, the perfect love of God. We receive the perfect love of God today. Hallelujah. The perfect love of God. God, Mama Lidioso. Cast out all fear in every crevice. Ah, Baba Dioso. Every emotion, every heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We erase the pattern of trauma. We are my say in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Hallelujah. We're no longer paralyzed. Hallelujah. But we have love. We have the gospel. Hallelujah. Of Jesus Christ. We have power, the ability to accomplish everything that God set out for us to accomplish. We have a sound mind, a mind of order, a mind that is thinking on the things of God, the things that are good, hallelujah, the things that are holy, the things that are upright, the things that are perfect, the things that are of a good report. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Women, men, I want you to pray for your children today. Hallelujah. And cast out the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, don't let it lodge there. Don't let it stay. Don't call them timid. Don't call them shy. But get that spirit of fear. We command fear to come out of every household in the name of Jesus. We lose perfect love to every household that's represented here tonight in the name of Jesus, from the front door to the back, from the rooftop to the foundation. We lose the perfect love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, that the freedom of God, hallelujah, that whom the Son has set free, is free indeed. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you that fear no longer has power in our life, that you've stripped it. You've stripped it of its old power. You stripped it of its current power. Glory to God that we move, hallelujah, in the love of God. We move in the perfect love, hallelujah, that suffers long, that's patient, hallelujah, that covers a multitude of sin. That love, that one. God, I thank you, hallelujah, that fear is no longer a threat. sweat in our lives, that our foot, stays on the neck of fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, God, that it stays there by us continuing to be in the love, power, and sound mind, for us to continue to be in your word, for us to continue to declare that we have the will and the ability, the power to accomplish everything that you've set for us to accomplish, that our mind is continually under the blood, that it's a disciplined mind, a mind of order. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. That when you go over and look in the commentaries of the gospel, and you begin to ask God, God, what is this thing? And he began to tell me, Kathy, I keep telling you that I still heal. It's not limited to the physical body. It's not limited to the emotion of man. But I will heal the mind. Hallelujah. I'll heal the brain. I would hear the old people say that he would make the crooked path straight. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to know that if fear is ruling, it's a crooked path. It's a crooked path somewhere. But God, hallelujah, has straightened those paths on tonight. And we can give him praise for straightening the crooked paths. Hallelujah. I want you to remember without a shadow of a doubt, hallelujah, that perfect love, thank you, Lord, according to 1 John 4:18, cast out all fear. Hallelujah. And that if you find yourself, confronted with fear again, hallelujah, that you are not paralyzed. Hallelujah. That you're not speechless. Glory to God. But you can declare the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. You can declare his word. And freedom is right there. It has to leave. Fear has to go out of your atmosphere. The Bible says that it goes away for a season, the enemy, and then he'll come back again. And I want you to know that just because he comes back doesn't mean that you're not delivered. It means it's an opportunity, hallelujah, for you to show forth your deliverance. Thank you, Lord. But it's an opportunity for you to glorify God in the earth, that you can show forth, that you can demonstrate the deliverance that God has given unto you tonight. I am so very excited, hallelujah, about what God is doing in the midst of his people, that he does not desire that we be bound by anything, hallelujah, that he doesn't desire that old patterns continue in our life, but that he's given us, hallelujah, the antidote, that he's given us the cure, that he's given us the way out, hallelujah. The churches of Philadelphia says that he set before us an open door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word of God says that he will give us a way of escape. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And all we have to do is take it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Awesome, awesome, awesome. God, hallelujah, has freed us today from the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. We walk in love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. We live the life of love. Yes, we do. Thank you, God, that God is love and that we live a life of love, that we live in God and that God lives in us. Hallelujah. And that love will run the house, that it's at home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And that there'll be no room in love for fear, and that a mature love banishes all fear. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you. Sister Jackie, are you still on the line? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to have a few people that wanted to share a testimony tonight. Praise God. for all the things that God has done for us. And in 2011, as we make this transition into 2012 on the first, you know, it's just an awesome time for the body of Christ. It's an awesome time for believers. Hallelujah. It's a fantastic time, as every day, every minute, and every second is, to become a believer. Hallelujah. That if you're not a believer, that this is the day, this is the acceptable hour. Hallelujah. To accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Sister Jackie, you can go ahead and share your testimony with us tonight.
Oh, thank you, Minister Kathy. That was an awesome teaching on fear. Truly an awesome teaching. I thank the Lord for the word that went forth, and I just truly believe that so many of God's people are going to be set free from that word. And
hallelujah.
I just feel it's be fitting to share a testimony. I have a customer that came into my coffee shop at the time that I had a coffee shop in 2006. Him and his wife came into the coffee shop to get wheatgrass shots. This guy had headaches that was worse than migraine headaches. He had been having them been dealing with this for like 12 years or longer. In 2006, I got a chance to pray with him and his wife, and every year I would call them two or three times throughout the year to check on them if the Lord leads me. I called his wife on today. I was glad to call her today, and I called her, and she was like really excited when I called. They have a carpet business in the western suburbs. Her husband had not been able to work that business because of the pain that he had been in for so many years.
God.
I mean, infusion, they had put him on pain medication that he had became addicted to. And this brother was the praise and worship leader at his church,
wow.
So he was pretty much sat down, couldn't do anything. So when I called today, and I was just called, like I'm just doing my call, like I always do, to check on you guys. And she was so excited, and she said, Sister Jackie, you called at a perfect timing. She said, Mark is back at work, working his own business, because her and her sons had to take over the business. He was not able to do anything. She said, he's back at work, working his
Hallelujah.
Own business himself. No longer on those medications. Now, he believed God to heal him. That's when I met him, it was 2006. He had been in pain many years before I had met him. But 2006 is the year that I actually met him and his wife. From 2006 up until now, he had been believing in the Lord, and he trusted God that he would heal him.
Regardless
of the pains that he felt, regardless of the reports that he received from the Lord, regardless of the fears that the enemy tried to put upon him, perfect love casted out all fears. And when those fears are cast out, manifestations can take place.
Yes.
Mark received his healing, and he's back working his own business because he held on to the promises of God. He did not
Hallelujah.
Let the spirit of fear overtake him, but he allowed God's perfect love to come in and do the work that it was designed to do. And I praise God. I just wanted to share that testimony because it's fresh off the press. I got that today. So praise God. I'm excited about that. It's Mark's test, but it's mine because I know I prayed with him and was believing God for them since 2006. So I'm excited about that, and I just want to let everyone know, regardless of how long it takes for the things that we're believing God to manifest through, it's going to manifest. Because the Word of God said that if we believe, we receive it. When we pray, we'll have it. But we have to remember that we're in a natural world with natural elements. We're dealing with spiritual beings that's upholding everything that the Lord has for us. So but if just hold on to that confession of faith. Do not allow the spirit of fear to overtake you. And sometimes I hear people say a little fear is healthy for you. That is not true. No fear is healthy for us.
I know you're right.
The Word of God said we're to cast
it
out all
fear.
So we bind up that spirit of fear. And I just thank Minister Kathy for that word, because that's a right now word.
Hallelujah.
We do not want to go into 2012 with the spirit of fear latched on to us, holding on to that thing that's going to keep us out of our destiny. So, Sister Kathy, that's what I have for you, and I just thank God for every person that's listening, and I believe, God, that we're all going to have a prosperous and a healthy 2012. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That is simply awesome. I am so excited. That is, you know, now, you know, that's just something that really, really blesses me, because so many times in this microwave age that we're in, we think that if God doesn't do it, right now, then there's something wrong. And that's such an awesome testimony, because believers believe. And it doesn't mean that we believe for an hour. It doesn't mean that we believe for a day. It doesn't mean that we believe for a week, but that we believe God, hallelujah, all the way to the very end of that thing. Amen. We have a couple of more testimonies, some that we have received by email, some that we have received verbally. If you give me just a moment, we're going to take a look at a couple. I'm only going to read a few of these, and I'm just going to give the initials that, praise God, that LM says that at the beginning of this year, I thought that my marriage was going to end in divorce, but I have seen God give me back the love that I had for my husband and allow my husband to love me like he loved me before. And we are standing that not only will we celebrate our 15th anniversary, but our 30th and our 60th. Thank you for your prayers. I just want to encourage the people of God who, if you're in the Chicagoland area, if you want to get some tools for your current marriage, some tools, I'm talking about a bag, ready, set, go, of some tools that every fourth Saturday we have the Miracle of Marriage with Life Coach Sandra Thomas, and it's held in Hillside, Illinois, in the month of January. It's going to be on the 28th of January at 10:30 a.m., and it's held at Hillside Library. That's 405 Hillside Avenue in Hillside, Illinois. It's for singles and couples. You don't have to come as a married couple. Maybe your wife won't start off coming with you, or maybe your husband won't start off coming with you. But come and get the tools, hallelujah, because this class will prepare you for marriage as well as prepare you to be in the marriage that you're in and make it successful. I'm excited about that. I happen to know LM personally, and I want you to know that God is still healing marriages. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Saints of God, many of you know my testimony, but I promise I'm going to share it again, that I was diagnosed by doctors with blood clots in both of my lungs and had some very strategic challenges for a while. And God has blessed me physically in my natural body, as well as I've seen him develop some things in me in prayer that where I thought I was an intercessor, I thought I was a prayer warrior. And the reason I say thought is because the Bible says that we know not how to pray, but that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, will pray through us with moanings and groanings. And I want you to know that I thank God that I'm able to walk. I'm able to go in and out of the marketplace again and have the strength of God. But you all, I want you to know that God gives instructions, and we have to follow them. You know, it's funny because it's like, okay, God, heal this body that I messed up, and let me keep doing what I did to mess it up anyway, okay? And I'm saying that, thanks to God, and I'm laughing, but we present that way sometimes. We do, because when we appreciate something, we take care of it. But we appreciate this temple of God that he gave us. We take care of it. We take care of it. When we love ourselves, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of ourselves. Amen. We want to take the time again to thank you so much for listening. I want to give a shout out to my cousin Medisa Flowers in Florida, who has been a support and a continual listener. And I just thank you, woman of God. I appreciate you for Pastor Stewart in Jacksonville, Florida. I thank you for my brother Orlando Tillman on the west side of Chicago. We bless you. Adam, thank you so much for listening. That's one of our, actually two of our truck drivers that listen on a weekly basis. We thank God for you. We pray for you, for your success and for your safety. Glory to God. I thank God for you, Sister Jackie, for Sister Lucy that listens often, that has made her home available for us to come in and pray and have service prior to the broadcast. And we just thank God for that. We thank God for you. Miss Hernandez, we bless God for you. Sister Mary, thank you so much. Sister Mary has dropped off and picked up and picked up and dropped off, and we thank God for you. We don't take it for granted. For the people of God, we thank God for you, Evangelist Kaiser, for making this possible and for teaching us and working with us, and for your prayers and your support of Smile 3E. We have conference that's coming up in May that you all will be hearing about very, very soon. And I want you to write it down and put it, mark it on your calendars for March and May. In March is the COP conference. That's March 8th through the 11th. And then in May, we're going to be on the road and we're going to have a conference, and it's going to be 3W. And I'm not going to tell you this week what 3W stands for, but it's going to be simply, simply awesome. Again, we thank you so much. We thank God for every one of your prayers, for your support, for your time. Most of all, people of God, hold on to what God's given us, that we count it as dear. So many times we go into the marketplace and we look at someone else, of what they've attained and what they've accomplished or what they have materially, and we discount that that God's given us. But the day is coming where that's going to change. But don't get weary in your well-doing. Glory to God. Don't. And don't worry about evildoers. The word says they're going to be cut down like the grass soon. Ah, thank you, Lord. Pastor Bill, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. We want to make sure that we count what God has given us dear, that we don't exchange it for anything, that we don't exchange it for anything. If I could get everyone to remember one other thing, anything the enemy is offering you, number one, it's not his. And two, you have a father that won't withhold any good thing from you. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Think about when Jesus was on the mount and the enemy offered him the world, but it was already his. There's a dream or desire that you want that the enemy is trying to offer you to get you to leave outside of the will of God. But don't be afraid. Resist him and he will flee. Know of a surety that no good thing will your father withhold from you. That it's his desire that you be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. That he wants you to succeed. That his thoughts towards you are good and not evil, for an expected end and a good success. We love you, we love you, we love you. God bless you. And remember, 2012 is on the way. I want you to be ready, ready, ready. And if you need a place to come and bring in the new year, won't you join us at the Fountain? That we're going to be there at 10 p.m. Call me and get the address, 312-450-9476, or you can email us at godstillhealsministry@gmail.com.
We love you and God bless you. And remember, Happy New Year and Happy New Freedom, because you've been set free, because God still heals. God bless.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.